American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back.
And by the way, 911blogger.com, you can go to our sitemap. Let me back this up to so I can navigate you directly to it. Go to our sitemap and hit, let me back up one more time to make sure. Yeah, hit 911/New World Order. It'll take you to that page. And on the right-hand side of it, 911blogger.com. Now, there's something interesting that's coming up on C-SPAN. C-SPAN to cover 9/11 Truth Talk at University UW-Madison Monday. And I guess thanks to whatreallyhappened.com, C-SPAN will challenge the official version of the 9/11 terrorist attacks with a nationwide delayed broadcast of a talk by David Ray Griffith at the UW-Madison Monday. That's going to be the 18th. That's this coming Monday, folks, at 7:30 p.m. In Bascom Hall. The public is invited to attend, and admission is free. The nationwide news network C-SPAN has broken the blackout on the 9/11 truth movement, raising hopes that other media outlets will follow by deciding to broadcast a lecture by David Ray Griffith in Madison Monday night. An acclaimed philosopher, theologian, and author of 9/11 Truth Blockbusters, The New Pearl Harbor, and the 9/11 Commission Report, Omissions and Distortions. So you may want to go there. And also, also on this page, well, this is interesting, 911blogger.com, Carl Schwartz interview transcript. Carl Schwartz, author of One-Way Ticket to Crawford, Texas, was recently interviewed on John Stadtmiller's radio show. It must be me. The transcript is available here. And evidently what we have done, my webmaster has contacted them, and not only the transcript, but actually the audio for it, so you can have it in transcript or audio. So that's a good thing. Folks, your level of commitment determines the level of results. And I know sometimes it's hard. I mean, it really is hard to keep plugging away at something, and you figure you're not getting anywhere because the enemy has not thrown up their hands and say, we surrender. No, what they just do is they drop back and punt or regroup and try to figure out on another scurrilous way in which to skirt the truth or whatever. But the point is that we're all dancing on the head of this pin here. And there ain't much room on this. So we keep bringing on board the truth, and they have to keep scrambling. That sets their timeline back. Okay? Truth is a very funny thing. It's a hard thing to disguise. It's a hard thing to bury. And you can't keep it buried forever. As long as people are willing to speak the truth, and that's what they have on their hearts and their minds, it will happen. Now, getting back to Chris's story. Sorry about that diatribe, but it all kind of tied together. I got the AJ syndrome going on. My synapses are firing today. The fire that consumed the German Parliament building, as I said, the Encyclopedia Britannica, said that on February 27, 1933, it was contrived to by the newly formed Nazi government to turn public opinion against its opponents and allow it to assume the emergency power. Now, think about that in regards, and they say that history does repeat itself. Mm-hmm. But more importantly, the things that, well, work as stampeding the population into any given mindset. Everybody's got an opinion in this country. They're like belly buttons. Everybody's got one. But where did you base your opinion on, and from what source? That's the question we keep asking. See, these people are busy trying to bury it. We're busy trying to bring it forth. We'll continue right after this message, and we'll get to your calls also. And I have an off-air question, which I'll cover right after the break.
Hi, my name is Don Wiskin. You may have heard me talk about how I got my life back after a heart attack. Since then, I have shared Cartavite, a garlic and cayenne mixture, with many others. Listen to what some people have to say.
Like, I couldn't walk from my yard to go up to the corner. That's not even a half a kilometer. And I get about halfway there and I have to go back because my legs are getting too sore already. Now I walk there and I walk to the other end of the road and I come back and my legs still aren't sore.
I'm drinking stuff. I got a whole window built here, but I wasn't on that thing a week. And I could just, like, you just know sometimes you sit with your legs crossed and your foot goes to sleep, and then you can feel it coming back. Well, that's just how this thing is operating. I can feel the feeling coming back in my feet.
To join the thousands already benefiting from Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit cartavite.us for more information.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
At 11:40 p.m. on April 14, 1912, while plowing recklessly through an ice field, the HMS Titanic collided with an iceberg. 2 hours later, she was resting on the bottom. Today, you are in a similar ship, the USS America. She, too, is plowing through history, promoting reckless fiscal and monetary policies amid tides of terrorism that threaten our security. And there is a storm brewing as if even nature was against us. Like the Titanic, we are on a course with a similar destiny. What are you going to do? Hop aboard a well-provisioned lifeboat with Ready Reserve Foods. Contact Ready Reserve Foods and ask how you can prepare your family with the basic survival needs. Call 1-800-453-2202 for great-tasting dehydrated foods that require no refrigeration and keep preserved for years. Call 1-800-453-2202 and stock your lifeboat. Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Now, the day after the burning of the Reichstag, the government headed by Adolf Hitler enacted a decree of the protection of the people of the state. Hitler's emergency decree dispensed with all the constitutional and political protections. And as I said, the Patriot Act of 2001 was almost the exact same thing. Now, folks, do we have precedent? Is there a pattern repeating here? Well, absolutely. The 1968 Gun Control Act, word for word, was drafted by Hitler's Nazi Germany. It's funny how these things happen. Within a month of the Reichstag fire on March 23rd of 1933, the Parliament passed the Enabling Act, whereas its legislative powers were transferred to Hitler's Reich Cabinet. This act, passed by a vote of 444-94, legally sanctioned the Nazi dictatorship. Another parallel is seen in the way George W. Bush and Hitler came to power. Bush obtained the presidency in 2001 through a Supreme Court decision after a flawed and uncounted election, while Hitler secured the German chancellorship through elections in November 1932 in which the Nazi Party failed to win an outright majority. Now, Hitler's propaganda minister, Joseph Goebbels, is thought to have let arsonists into the Parliament building through a tunnel leading from the official residence of Hermann Göring, Reichstag president and Hitler's chief minister. Goering then presided over the official investigation, which blamed the communists. In a similar fashion, The Bush administration openly opposed an independent investigation of 9/11 and fixed blame on Osama bin Laden and 19 Arab terrorists. Based on this official but unproven explanation for the 9/11, the United States has invaded and occupied two Middle Eastern nations. Disinformation and deception. 95% of the work of intelligence agencies around the world is disinformation and deception. Andreas von Below, former parliamentary official responsible for the budget for Germany's intelligence agencies, told American Free Press in December of 2001. Like Nazi Germany of 1933, American newsstands today carry a mainstream magazine dedicated to pushing the government's truth of 9/11 while viciously smearing independent researchers as extremists who peddle fantasies and make poisonous claims. The magazine pushing the government's 9/11 propaganda, Popular Mechanics, is published by the Hearst family. Its March cover story debunking 9/11 lies has been exposed by credible researchers to contain numerous distortions and flawed conclusions. The American Free Press revealed that Benjamin Chertoff, the 25-year-old senior researcher who authored the 9/11 article, is related to Michael Chertoff, the new Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. The PM article, meaning Popular Mechanics, illustrates how a propaganda method used by dictatorships is now being employed by the U.S. government controlling mainstream media outlets to promote its version of 9/11. And if that doesn't work, the White House can always make up a phony news story, the news media will run it without any disclaimers to it, thinking, letting you think that, oh, this is an official news story. Mm-hmm. The actions of Michael Chertoff concerning the events of 9/11, the non-investigation that followed, that is, the USA Patriot Act and the propaganda being disseminated in Popular Mechanics are strikingly similar to actions attributed to the Nazi minister Joseph Goebbels and Hermann Göring. Now, while Chertoff is the czar of DHS, he is not sovereign at PM or Hearst Magazines, its corporate parent. The president of Hearst Magazines, one of the world's largest publishers of monthly magazines and 18 U.S. Titles and more than 100 international editions, is Kathleen P. Black, a 60-year-old native of Chicago. Black oversees the publication of 175 titles around the world, including Cosmopolitan, Harper's Bazaar, Town and Country, Esquire, Good Housekeeping, and our beloved Popular Mechanics. Black is a former president and publisher of USA Today. In 1983, Black was made president of the new newspaper published by Gannett. The following year, she was made publisher and soon became a member of Gannett's board of directors. Despite her efforts, though, her biography reads, USA Today did not show an operating profit in the 8 years that Black was there. The newspaper's non-profitability notwithstanding, Gannett paid Black $600,000 a year for her efforts. The USA Today reportedly had a circulation of 1.8 million when Black left in 91. USA Today is often given away free of charge. They used to do that at McDonald's, and I guess McDonald's might have been defraying the cost, and they put them under little Lexan cases so you couldn't get free USA Todays anymore. Black left USA Today to become president and chief executive of the Nascent Newspaper Association of America, the NAA, formed on June 1st in 92. She then became the leading spokesperson and lobbyist for the nation's newspaper industry. Black's position at the NAA carried considerable political heft. Paul Fiery of the Washington Post wrote, given that 1,400 members of her organization control the nation's editorial pages. In 1995, for her annual salary reported to be in excess of $1 million, that's all she got for leading people astray? That seems cheap, doesn't it? Black was hired by Hearst Corporation to head its magazine division. Named by Fortune magazine as one of the most powerful women in American business, Black sits on the boards of Hearst Corporation, the Advertising Council, IBM, Coca-Cola, and she's also a member, on the Council on Foreign Relations. It is often said that USA Today is controlled by the CIA, which, like the paper, is based in McLean, Virginia. The little-known fact that Black is married to Thomas E. Harvey, an obscure lawyer who became a White House fellow in 1977 and served as special assistant to the Director of Central Intelligence. That's the DCI, if you're following up in your alphabet soup groups, provides a substance to these rumors. Black's corporate biography does not mention, by the way, her husband. President Jimmy Carter made Harvey a White House fellow in May of 1977. In that capacity, Harvey's biography reads, he served as special assistant to the director of the CIA following that he held senior appointed positions within the Department of Defense. The DCI at the time was Stansfield Turner, who had replaced George H.W. Bush. Prior to serving the CIA, Harvey worked at the New York law office of Milbank, Tweed, Hadley & McCloy, the international law firm co-founded by Morris Hadley, a 1916 member of the Yale University's Secret Society Skull and Bones. Boy, they never seem to go away. The Poison Boys are always there. Has ties to the CIA and enlist William H. Webster, DCI, from 1987 to 1991 as senior partner. Webster, by the way, also serves on the Homeland Security Advisory Council. In the 1980s, Harvey served as a general counsel and congressional liaison of the U.S. Information Agency, the former external propaganda arm of the U.S. government. Harvey also served as deputy assistant director, secretary for the Army and Navy. And in 92, he was personnel director for the Bush-Quayle 92 campaign. By the way, calls to the offices of Black and Harvey for the purpose of this article went unanswered. The coup at Popular Mechanics. Getting around to that, in the months leading up to the Chertoff article in the PM magazine, Popular Mechanics, a brutal takeover occurred at the magazine. In September of 2004, Joe Oldham, the magazine's former editor-in-chief, was replaced by James B. Meigs, who came to Popular Mechanics with a deputy, Jerry Bellinson, from National Geographic Adventure. In October, a new creative director replaced Popular Mechanics' 21-year veteran, who was given 90 minutes to clear out his office. A former senior editor at Popular Mechanics, who was forbidden from openly discussing the coup at Popular Mechanics, told the American Free Press that a former creative director was abruptly told to leave and given severance pay of 2 weeks' wages for every year spent at Popular Mechanics. Three or four people have been similarly dismissed every month since. He said that he was astounded that the coup at Popular Mechanics had not been reported in the mainstream media. Well, does it stand that 1,800 editorial boards around the country? These editorial boards, folks, what do? They sit around. You ever watched how newspapers work? They sit around in the morning and decide what they're going to print in that day's edition. Is it any wonder that that news story did not hit U.S. papers? Now, Popular Mechanics has been long been a supporter of the U.S. military. The magazine ran a full-page ad in support of the troops in Iraq and Afghanistan in May of 2003. Since the purge last September, however, Popular Mechanics readers have noticed that government propaganda has replaced scientific writing. A letter to the editor in current issue says, "I think you guys are just another tool in the government's propaganda machine." And that, ladies and gentlemen, was the story from Chris Bolin, the American Free Press. Off-air question. Wondering if you were the one to mention two or three days ago about drinking out of plastics. I don't think so. Fred in Pennsylvania. Hello, Fred.
Hi, John.
How you doing?
All right. First of all, I find that your show provides more usable information per unit of time than practically any other show out there.
I could have put Chris Bolin on this thing, but you know, I know these guys and I know writers, and I know that they put the bulk of their information in their articles, and
I've talked to Chris myself, he's very busy, but he certainly put his full weight into this last article.
Yes, he did.
I wanted to say that the when you talked about the German Enabling Act, you actually almost had Congress doing much of the same thing when it passed the open-ended proclamation of resolution, proclaiming giving George Bush emergency powers, and all the other legislation that all the other, whether it's resolutions or statutes, that followed that.
Well. And people missed us, and the medias did not talk about this either. It's about the unconstitutional and blatant overthrow of the executive portion of our government. Congress and the Senate have been, well, basically relieved of their responsibilities for declaring war on sovereign countries.
And I want to mention...
Okay, hold on 1 second. We'll hold you over. I got to go to break. We'll be right back.
America is at war right now. It's not a war against Iraq, nor is it a war against terrorism. It's a new war for our independence. At stake is our Constitution and the very freedoms we enjoy every day. You see, power-hungry politicians are quietly advancing something deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim they are merely promoting trade by turning North and South America into a huge economic union. But in reality, it's a brazen scheme to eliminate the authority of the U.S. government, submitting our nation to the whims of a new regional superpower. America as we value it will steadily disappear, as will our rights, our Constitution, and our freedoms. Help win the war against the FTAA. Go to stoptheftaa.org and help keep America free. That's stoptheftaa.org.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Fred, you wanted to bring up another point.
I know that you and I both don't really like these big cities and the way they run their government. I don't like them either. I don't really like big unions that get into the government employees and reduce all their abilities and efficiencies. But I just wanted to mention that you have a huge upsurge in the federal government through the FBI and the IRS raiding unions that are trying to organize or negotiate. Here's a story of the FBI and the Internal Revenue Service invaded the office of a union in Puerto Rico, and they were in talks with the local government down there, and the talks collapsed after workers discovered bugs planted by the authorities in the union offices. So the talks collapsed, and then shortly after that, the FBI and the IRS invaded the offices of this union, detaining and interrogating union workers and confiscating union documents and computer files. But no one was charged at all. It was just a way to intimidate and to seize all of their information, which must have really, if they hadn't backed that up, it might really cost them in the negotiations.
Or it was a clear message that they wanted him to go negotiate a certain way, and they're just there to throw their power around. Not really looking for anything in particular, just being there just to remind them. Hey, thanks for your
Thank
call,
you.
Fred. I appreciate it very much. Don in Ohio. Hello, Don.
Oh, one second. I'm on speakerphone. Okay.
There you
better?
Go. Yep.
Okay. I got a couple thoughts. Your guest hasn't got there yet, right?
No, not yet. I don't believe so. Has she? No. No.
Okay.
Paul's shaking his head no.
Okay. Well, if she does show up or something like that, maybe you can ask her this question first. Okay. I'm a person that deals with gout, so I have to stay away from sugar.
Right.
And, you know, I'm going to plant some stevia, see if that works. I'm not sure about up here in northern Ohio, but I'm going to try that. Between, okay, Splenda, saccharin, and aspartame, what would she say would be the least intrusive on my, you know, body and soul, basically, yeah. Is the question.
Hmm, that's a good question. And next time I have Dr. Joe on, I'll see if I can remember that question and how to cure your gout. Because
mm-hmm.
that should not be a continuing situation for you.
Yeah. Well, I take something called colchicine, which knocks it out right away. But the thing is, you know, I mean, if I get it, you might as well forget about me walking or anything like that.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's super bad. I mean, you couldn't even get like a Kleenex or something like that and rub up against my foot. It's that swollen and hurts.
Well, is it been actually pegged as being gout or is
yeah,
it being
it's a not pseudo gout? It's gout.
Okay. All right. Well, if she comes on, we'll ask her that question.
Okay. Another thing, I was talking to Frank this morning, and I let him and his viewers know about two shows on tonight that they might want to check out. They're both on at the same time. One is Dateline NBC in the eastern part here. It's on at 8 o'clock on Dateline. Okay, it's the Da Vinci Code. It says an in-depth exploration of the Da Vinci Code to separate fact from fiction. And on 60 Minutes, same time, an interview with Italian journalist Giuliana Segrena, who was taken hostage in Iraq and shot by U.S. soldiers just after her release is going to be on. So that should be really interesting.
All righty. Well, thank you for those heads up on those.
Okay, another thing is... we've got Bolton going into the UN. The previous caller was talking about bugs and stuff like that. Who's the person that's leaving the UN, the U.S. ambassador? Who is that?
Oh, gosh. I'm drawing a blank here.
Well, it doesn't really matter. What the point was is that back a few months ago, Kofi Annan basically said that they had found the bugs in his office, and Britain was one of the conspirators in putting the bugs there. And he goes, the other country will be unnamed, and you know it's got to be the U.S. because I mean they ain't gonna say U.S. right then and there. You know, I mean if they're gonna say Britain, yeah, but they ain't gonna bring the U.S. name into that. But do you think he's basically getting in there because the other person that was in there, you know, they found out that it was him that did it? And
isn't it Negroponte that's scheduled to be the ambassador? I think it's Negroponte, is it not? Or is he the guy that's going to be taking over the 18 security agencies in this country? One loses track sometimes.
Yeah, I think Bolton's going to the UN.
Okay, yeah, that's right. He is. Yeah, he is.
So, you know, I mean, you know, they said they found the wiretaps and stuff in there, and they blamed Britain as one country, and they said the other country would go unnamed. You got to wonder if there's any link between, you know, getting a new guy in there now that, you know.
It could be. What I saw today on C-SPAN, it was kind of interesting. They were covering the Congresses. There was a debate. There's a bill being sponsored to get rid of the death tax in this country. That was pretty interesting, but they broke for lunch, and while they were breaking for lunch, C-SPAN put on none other than Kofi Annan and Bill Clinton about the tsunami relief. And, boy, I'll tell you, there was a lot of backslapping, slapping and glad-handing going on, and
yeah.
Bill couldn't say enough flowery things about Kofi, and Kofi looked stunned. He looked like a stuffed puppet sitting at the podium. But
mm-hmm.
Bill started to allude to things to help people in disasters in the future that are going to be headed by the United Nations, and well, that might be his job slot temporarily before he takes over Kofi Annan's spot. But they didn't come right out and say taxations, but they didn't discuss how and why people are going to contribute to
mm-hmm.
these disaster reliefs.
Okay.
We'll take the break, Don. Thanks.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Pain medication can't heal the cause of your pain, but what if the pain is so great as to make it unbearable without it? Listen to the results of one 44-year-old man.
My name is John Frey. I have fibromyalgia and was taking 12 to 14 Ultram tablets a day just to try to stay pain-free. I also had headaches, which would incapacitate me. I also had severe allergies and was dealing with arthritis, which set in after two compression fractures. After just 3 weeks on Cocoon GH, I noticed my pain was gone, and I no longer needed to take the Ultram anymore. My headaches disappeared, and my allergies are virtually gone. My energy level has increased, and I feel better today than I have in 15 years. My graying hair has also started to darken, and a bald spot on my head has started to grow hair again. My wife got on Cocoon GH, and after only 8 days, a lower back pain that she had suffered with for 14 years has gone away permanently. She no longer takes Celebrex. Thanks for such a wonderful product.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-6833. That's 888-988-6833. 988-6833.
Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now, that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
I'll take another call here, and then I'm going to get into the lethal flu virus that was accidentally sent to 18 countries in 4,000 different laboratories. James in Tennessee. Hello, Jim.
Hey, I got two things for you.
Yeah.
One is, I read on the internet, so it had to be true, that some time ago that allegations that the Pope had been at one time a Zyklon B salesman. And I haven't heard anything about that.
A Zyklon what salesman?
Zyklon B.
Oh, the gas that...
The gas that they used in the, in the gas chambers.
Yeah, who knows?
I can't remember where I read that, but the other thing is I have a fairly long commute every day. And I've been looking at the sky an awful lot, and it seems to me that most of the weather systems that we've experienced of late have been synthetic.
Are you in reference to the cloud spraying or the chemical trails that we see?
Yeah. Every time we get it real clear here, you see the pattern, and then pretty soon it's total cover.
Well, and if you notice, now, some have argued that this is for obfuscation of satellite photography, that if you throw enough of these chemtrails up and they spread out, that it mimics a high overcast and makes it difficult for satellites to get clear pictures.
Right.
And generally, if you watch this, Now, down here in Texas, we've had some real rainy weather, and it doesn't seem to be abnormal for a spring down here, at least for the last six springs that I've noticed. But, of course, ever since I've been down here, they've been spraying. But if you notice, what they do is they spray right before a front comes in.
Right.
Okay. And I was just noticing yesterday, the day before, we had perfectly blue skies. I mean, they were just as blue could be, almost like a UN blue. And then yesterday I noticed fat chemtrails, and then I watched the wisping off of the trailing edge of these and then just disperse. We don't know. The only thing that I can figure on this deal, it is a top secret, top eyes only secret operation by the government to either modify weather, or maybe it has something to do with HAARP. The jury's not in yet. I've heard a lot of information, but until these people are actually involved with this product project step forth, and whatever right. product they're spraying in the air, we're not going to know.
Well, I have also read on a site them saying that some of this stuff anyway was for the enhancement of radar propagation.
That very well could be.
In tactical areas and whatnot.
It very well could be, because I've seen the picture just recently. Guess what is over Iraq right now? That's right.
Just a minute, yeah.
Chemtrails.
Right.
So it very well may be. It could serve several purposes. We do not know.
Right.
We have not anybody officially addressed this from the CDC, from the Pentagon, from the White House. Mum is the word. They'll
right.
look at you as if you're speaking Venusian to them. They do not understand a word you're saying. Of course,
right.
all they have to do is look up, and there it is, but no, we don't want to talk about it.
Well, it's amazing to me the number of people who don't take enough time ever to look up long enough to see what's going on.
They're too busy scrambling around on the ground to try to survive another day to be looking up.
Yeah, I guess
so. Death from above, they don't have the time to look up. Hey, thanks for your call, Jim.
Good talking to you.
All right, appreciate it. Beer giant threatens boycott over genetically modified medicinal grains. Oh, that's right. Anheuser-Busch Company, the nation's number one buyer of rice, as well as its largest brewer, says it won't buy rice from Missouri if genetically modified medicinal crops are allowed to be grown in that state. The St. Louis-based beer giant is the latest company to express concern over plans by Venturia Biosciences to grow 200 acres of rice engineered to produce human proteins capable of making medicines. The company says it's concerned about possible contamination. Whoa. Biotechnology firms have been seeking federal approval for outdoor plantings, often called biofarming, because the idea is to lower drug-making costs by using plants to grow medications. Yeah. And I'm sure there'll be an increase in the drugs off of these crops because they'll have to cover their R&D. Mm-hmm. Other food companies, environmentalists, and farmers have said they fear genetically altered rice could cross-pollinate with other food crops and introduce foreign genes into the regular food chain. Last month, Arkansas-based Riceland Foods, Inc., the world's largest rice miller and marketer, asked federal regulators to deny a permit for Venturia's project, saying Riceland customers don't want to risk buying genetically modified rice. Anheuser-Busch is believed to be the first major company to threaten a boycott over the issue, according to comments filed last month with the Agriculture Department. Given the potential for contamination of commercial rice production in this state, we will not purchase any rice produced or processed in Missouri if Venturia introduces its pharma rice here. And this is according to Jim Hoffmeister, vice president at Anheuser-Busch. Scott Dieter, president of Sacramento-based Venturia, called Anheuser-Busch's threat totally irresponsible and said fears of contamination are overblown. He cited Venturia's plan to use a totally closed system of production with a plant that pollinates itself and is separated geographically from any other crop. This yeah, right. This is tornado season, folks. So let me see. A tornado comes along, pulls up a little patch of their genetically modified rice, and plants it someplace else. Is that possible? Oh, absolutely. In a strong wind? Oh, it self-pollinates itself. Oh, I see. So there's absolutely no danger of it cross-pollinating with anything else. The story goes on to say that biofarming has been growing for a decade despite continued attacks from genetic engineering foes who fear such work has not been studied enough to ensure the safety of the nation's food supply if accidental mixing occurs. Genetically modified crops are regulated by the USDA, but state governments are allowed to review safety procedures and suggest more stringent regulation of the companies before a permit is issued. See, they only have input. They can't say no, which is absurd. Venturia is seeking the USDA approval to... Why don't they just go to Donald Rumsfeld? He could get aspartame approved at the FDA. Well, I'm sure he could probably get a permit through the USDA to do this. Why not? Venturia is seeking USDA approval to grow rice genetically enhanced with synthetic human genes to produce the proteins lactoferrin and lysozyme, which the company hopes to harvest and refine for use in medicines to fight diarrhea and dehydration. The USDA, I'm sorry, I had to laugh, can either deny Venturia's permit or issue a permit with additional conditions. Since 1995, the USDA has approved more than 300 biofarming plantings around the country, though most are for small outdoor plots of less than an acre each. If Venturia's application is approved, its site could be the largest to date, and that's according to spokeswoman from the USDA, Karen Eggert. No human drug made from genetically engineered crops has yet been approved for commercial use, by the way. The issue has already roiled California's $500 million-a-year rice industry last year. California regulators denied Venturia's application to grow commercial quantities of rice with human genes after rice growers said they feared international customers would refuse to buy conventionally grown crops out of contamination fears. Meanwhile, farmers in southeast Missouri, where nearly all the state's $100 million rice crop is grown, had presented Missouri's agriculture director a petition with 175 signatures opposing the plans. Missouri is one of the six largest rice-producing states. I'm sure that they would have more than 175 if only the news medias would have carried this story. But you see, folks, hand in hand, we shan't do that. Despite the concerns, the Missouri Farm Bureau has continued to support Venturia, which recently announced it was moving from Sacramento, California, to Northwest Missouri State University. I wonder why. Because even in California, they had the sense to shut them down. By the way, at the Northwest Missouri State University, there it will become the anchor tenant of a new center for plant-made pharmaceuticals. It looks like the wheel is in motion. A lot of investment bucks are in here, and they plan on it going through. And I'm sure they've already been told, don't worry about the approval. After all the furor dies down here, we'll get your permits passed. But probably not if they put it on the national medias. It would never, ever happen. According to President Dean Hubbard, he said any concerns have been addressed thoroughly to the satisfaction of the scientific community. What, is this the people that you pay or are on the payroll somehow? Oh, they just make a blanket statement. Oh, yeah, all the concerns have been addressed. Go away. These are bothersome questions. And if you get too bothersome about this issue, we might have to call Homeland Security on you for, oh, that's right, harassment. Come on, where are the tree huggers out there in these issues? Aren't they up in arms about, they want to save the spotted owl. How about saving the human species? How about that one? Why aren't you people out there up in arms about this genetically modified issue? Oh, that's because your hierarchy and your leadership keeps funneling you off in directions that, well, it makes big headlines and splashes in the news media, but it really never, ever goes anywhere. You know, they keep talking about biological incidences around the planet and bird flu and all of these different things. I mean, they could just, they all could combine and kill a lot of people. Well, they're at it again, folks. Lethal flu virus sent to 18 countries. It was only a mistake. Some 4,000 laboratories in 18 countries have been asked to destroy potentially lethal influenza samples that were accidentally included in testing kits. The samples, you know, last time I used any testing kits that didn't give me the raw materials in there in which I could perform my own experiments. Usually test kits are designed to detect something. They aren't designed to come with the disease that you're supposed to be testing for. Makes sense to me, but who am I? I'm just a radio talk show host. The samples are of a strain that killed up to 4 million people globally in 1957, but disappeared by 1968 and only took 11 years to run its cycle. Klaus Storr of the World Health Organization told the BBC that people born after 1968 did not have antibodies against the virus. If the virus gets loose, it can easily cause an influenza epidemic, he said. If this virus were to infect one person, it would spread very rapidly. Now, on the issue of terrorism worries, the College of America... what terror? Gosh, they send out 4,000 samples to 4,000 different laboratories. Gee, the company has written the laboratories affected, of which 61 are outside the U.S., asking them to destroy the samples. Given the concerns that the virus could be used in bioterrorism, and I'll ask the question here, who really are the terrorists? Letters were sent to laboratories before the mistake was made public. Dr. Storr said the company had acted in full compliance with U.S. regulations, which are now being revised. What regulations is he talking about? The regulations that allow them to send live flu strains through the mail? What did they FedEx them? Or did they send them through the U.S. mail to see what postal workers would drop dead from handling these things? He said, I'm sorry, folks. At times, it just gets so blatant and in your face that you either have to scream or you have to make light of it. The risk is considered to be low, according to this story. But as long as this is out, it is possible laboratory technicians can become infected. The World Health Organization is giving its backing to the appeal. In a related story out of BBC, labs told to destroy deadly virus. This story says U.S. government has told more than 3,700 laboratories in 18 countries to destroy potentially lethal influenza samples sent out in testing kits. The samples are of Asian flu, which killed between 1 and 4 million people in 1957. If the virus is not handled properly, it can easily cause an influenza epidemic, according to, as I said earlier, Klaus Storr of the World Health Organization. The full list of countries and areas where laboratories received the virus is Bermuda, Belgium, Brazil, Canada, Chile, France, Germany, Hong Kong, Israel, Italy, Japan, Lebanon, Mexico, Saudi Arabia, Singapore, South Korea, Taiwan, and the U.S. Hong Kong radio announced on Wednesday that the virus had been destroyed there. Because the virus has not been in circulation since 1968, people born after that do not have antibodies against it, and current vaccines do not guard against it. And isn't it strange, folks? Every time, every year, it never fails. We have flu epidemics of sorts, and they're ready with the cure. But the problem is that the cure and the vaccinations for these flu epidemics going on in that current year have nothing to do with what they're sending out. Okay? And then their excuse is, well, because flus, they mutate, and there are different strains and different varieties, and we couldn't possibly make up stores and keep them on hand in order to disperse them in a timely manner. That's the position of the CDC, at least. Well, then stop doing it altogether. I mean, isn't the Hippocratic Oath first do no harm? Now, the college, yeah, because with one of these vaccines, there might be one flu pandemic going on, and they inject you or try to inoculate you with another flu strain, and you end up with that flu that supposedly you're being inoculated against. I mean, this all becomes very bizarre. And I'm not a medical doctor or a scientist, folks, but come on. You know, the leaky excuse here that, well, we just, you know, there is influenza that year after year after year, okay, it keeps resurfacing. And they're saying that they can't keep the inoculations on hand because they never know what flu is going to strike and when and what the degree of severity is going to be. Well, then get out of the business because evidently you're not effectual. And by the time that they would come up with something to combat the current strain of flu, it's already through the system. Diseases spread rapidly, folks. That's because we're social animals and we have a tendency to lump ourselves together. Large cities, millions of people at a time. Could you imagine an influenza bug going around New York City? What do they got up there, about 9 million people now? The College of American Pathologists sent out kits containing between October 2004 and February of this year. We're talking about the Asian flu virus that was actually sent with the test kits. On April 8th, the U.S. government asked the body to write to the laboratories affected, of which 61 are outside the U.S. and Canada, telling them to destroy the samples. Now, given the concerns that the virus could be used in bioterrorism, letters were sent to the laboratories before the mistake was made public. And again, I'm reading this off of BBC. I am not doing a news story here from CNN, ABC, NBC, CBS, or anything else. It has to come from the BBC. So the American public was not even made aware of this. Yeah, there might have been a letter sent, but the American people were never made more aware of it. We had to go to the British Broadcasting System for that information. We'll be right back.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152. Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today, because you can handle the truth.
That's pretty interesting. Well, what is that? Do we know? Really? All right, then. I guess, do we have a commercial cut for that AustinTollParty.com? Is that in the system yet? I think that is April 21st, Austin Toll Party. At any rate, we'll bring you the news. You'll hear the commercials on the network for it. And you may be wondering, if you're in New Jersey right now listening to the program, well, what's that got to do with me? Well, nothing, unless you're willing to come down for the AustinTollParty.com, which, by the way, I have been looking into the privatization thing, and I'm going to gather more information. Folks, when you hear the President of the United States talking about privatizing Social Security, now, since they've robbed this trust fund of well over $1 trillion since the early 70s, and if you look at the Constitution, it doesn't say that the government should be involved in retirement benefits or medical benefits or any benefits, you know, whatever. You know, you can put an end. Here is a simple solution to the privatization of the Social Security fund that President Bush says it's in so much trouble. You stop it, okay? You just plain stop it. In other words, you take no new people into the system. That's right. You find the government funding for it to pay off the recipients that are already in the system, and you don't collect one more thin dime, or extort it, I should say, from the American people and let them invest for their own retirement benefits. Oh, now there's a thought. Same thing could be said about Medicare or Medicaid. But when we have the president starting to talk about, well, who was that dictator in Italy during World War II? Oh, Benito Mussolini. Now, here was the guy that just absolutely put the cross the T's and dotted the I's on fascism. There are no T's or I's in fascism, but you get my meaning. But it is simply private concerns or companies or corporations being guided by a respective government. That's kind of a fascistic state. So when you see the president stumping for this, you better start looking around in your respective states. I have discovered that the Texas legislature is into all sorts of things for privatization. Oh, yes, this is the growing trend. And on the issue of the toll roads, I do believe it is Alabama, one of them southern states that border the Gulf down there. I think it's either Alabama or Louisiana. Louisiana, I think it is. But they're already looking at the model that we have here in Texas for the toll roads. Oh, that's right. Zapping up and turning control over to private corporations to tax and toll you for the pleasure of moving from point A to point B. This is the wave of the future, folks. They will tell you, we have no money. We don't have any money. Well, they got plenty of money. Just take a look at the various reports that, you know, the comprehensive annual financial reports that every state has that Texas quit releasing and making it public to the people here in Texas. They've got all kinds of money. This is a scam, folks. This is an out-and-out scam. And you tree huggers out there, or if you're of the liberal bent, please pay attention to this. The governments that you are, I'm sorry, the corporations, I just lost myself here. There we go. The people out there just tilting at windmills and raging against the machine, yeah, screaming about the corporations. Well, you better start paying attention to what the government's doing with the corporations, because they're going to be running your very lives, every single aspect of it. And again, I would ask you to go to your leadership and politely ask them, well, why aren't you covering this issue? You know, we've had enough of the backward-walking, blind, cigar-smoking, blind salamanders, or the spotted owls, or whatever the case is. We've got some real problems here. We better start to address them. You better wake up and start shaking a tree, folks, and see what falls out of it. You may not like it, but at least you'll know what it is when you see it. That'll do it for us today. We'll be back with you tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report. Stay tuned on this network for Officer Jack McLam, and as usual on Thursdays, Desi Andrews and Dr. Bill Veith in studio tomorrow.
Rocky Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.